I respect all what Comrade Mugabe has done in this country, and I respect the two leaders. We respect them because they created a platform for us to fight the colonialists. And that platform, we need to respect them. Whatever happened is not fair, and no one likes it, but it's a platform that we feel the legacy of Zimbabwe must be kept and must not be destroyed. I am one of the liberators. It was never an intention of the liberation struggle for us to want to cling to this thing and remove the younger people from participating. That is our generation. That is our future.
What you are saying here is that you were actually pushed out of the party because you people wanted to create a situation where youngsters are going to take over from the then president, Mr. Mugabe, and others.
Everything you do, preparations. There was a system of succession in terms of the young people who mostly were deputies and others were ministers.
And there were indications that the First Lady wanted to have a cake in that kind of situation. Maybe that's why the army intervened.
That now is a political, factional thing. It has got nothing to do with the country. Because if the First Lady wanted that, there was a system. And the system was not to elect her if she comes in. If she tries, she was not going to be elected. Even if the president tried that, he would have been rejected by the people. Because that's how things should go. Not to take things by force. Where have you ever seen things being taken by force? That's for a factional purpose.
When we look at all these things that you're doing, we see that you've got symbols of the former president and that of the former vice president, Joshua Nkomo. Tell us a bit about why you decided to have those symbols on your T-shirts.
Because that's one of our objectives, to teach our children, the people who were behind and who were actually administering the liberation struggle, just like all the other guys, Tongo Kara and Jason Moyo, were all people who were liberators. And there is no way that those people can just be forgotten because some people feel they have the right to the country. If they have the right, let them do it through the vote. Their president promised credible elections. We need that. No chicanery, no nothing. No harassment.
You are going for ZANU-PF head on here, yeah?
I am not going to say that. I am saying this is not a war against ZANU-PF. This is a war of liberating the people to discuss using the Constitution of Zimbabwe. It has got nothing to fighting. We are not fighting anybody. We are saying whatever systems have been put by the government, we are saying those systems, they were wrong because they were anti-young people. As you can see now, the cabinet ministers, the leaders, they are all old people. I wouldn't have mind if there was a mixture or even if it's a slim cabinet. Why take all the people who are quite old, who want to die, holding to something, which is okay, but let the people elect them.
Do you fear for your lives after doing what you're doing?
I have confidence that whatever they have promised the world, they will follow. But if they do that, it will be an unfortunate situation which I can do nothing about. The observers who are already in the country and those that are coming, we want them to be everywhere and get information from the grassroots. There are many things that we seem to be getting from the grassroots, the things that are happening all over the country. So we are saying, let the observers be given an opportunity to visit everywhere where they want so that they see what is happening.
So what is one of those things that you fear and you have seen that may, at the end of the day, lead to an election that is a shame?
The issue of people's numbers, registered numbers, PVR numbers, which are being collected all over the place. And then there's another issue. We have people who come from the army, who are all over the country. We are saying they must not be given a new name that they are commissars. They must be withdrawn so that people can feel free. If they talk about elections, that should be fair, free and fair.
So how many of these army members have been deployed in rural areas or urban areas?
At the moment, we are still collecting that information.
And you think this is an issue that observers should actually talk about and raise with the government?
Yes, why not? If as people who are participating in elections, that issue has to be checked. is not checked, that and those people are left there, we will make a big cry in this country as all parties against that. And we will want the observers to give a report that is clear and correct according to what is on the ground.